There are lots of opportunities to teach for postdocs and PhD students within plant sciences. Gaining teaching experience while you're in Cambridge can be very worthwhile. Nothing makes you understand science quite like having to explain it to someone else. Teaching also provides you with useful transferable skills and you get paid for your time. Teaching in Cambridge is organised quite differently to in most other organisations and can be a bit confusing if you're new to Cambridge. Undergraduate science teaching in Cambridge all takes place as part of the Natural Sciences Tripos. This is a very large and complex course which spans science teaching from ecology to astrophysics. There are a number of different departments that contribute, including the Plant Sciences Department. The Tripos is designed to incorporate both breadth and depth. In the first year, which is called Part 1A, students study three science subjects and a math subject and gain a broad overview of a wide range of science. In the second year, which is called Part 1B, students again study a relatively broad programme, doing three science subjects. They then specialise in their third year, which is known as Part 2, where they do a single subject. In Part 2, students spend most of their time in one department and also undertake an individual research project. Most students graduate after Part 2 and are awarded a Bachelor of Arts. There are also some departments which have a fourth year course or Part 3, and students graduating from these are awarded a Master's in Science. The Natural Sciences Tripos doesn't work on a credits-based system. All courses last for 1 year and are assessed primarily by end-of-year exams in June. The terms in Cambridge are referred to Michaelmas or Mick, Lent and Easter. The students enrol in their courses at the beginning of Michaelmas term in October. Michaelmas and Lent terms run for 8 weeks, with each teaching week starting on a Thursday. Easter term has 4 weeks of teaching and then the examinations occur in the second half of term. The last week of the year is known as May Week, which is when the May balls occur, and then the students finally go home towards the end of June. The department contributes to 1A, 1B and Part 2 courses. All 1A biology courses are interdepartmental and all include some plant sciences at some point. The 1A biology courses are 1A biology of cells, 1A physiology of organisms and 1A evolution and behaviour. 1A students also take a maths course and the department contributes to the 1A mathematical biology course. In the second year, the department runs its own 1B plant and microbial sciences course, which is entirely taught by members of the department. We also contribute to the interdepartmental 1B cell and developmental biology and 1B ecology courses. Our final year course is Part 2 Plant Sciences, which has about 30 students every year. This course is subdivided into a number of modules and includes an independent research project. In this department, we don't have a fourth year or a master's course. Teaching in Cambridge occurs in three main ways. There's first of all lectures, which are given by university teaching officers or sometimes by senior postdocs. These are relatively formal 50-minute lectures that provide the core course content. Lectures are supported by practical classes, which are run by university teaching officers. These can be very large classes of up to 120 students, and the practical organiser is supported by a team of demonstrators. The students are given practical schedules to follow and then they work through individual experiments. The thing that makes Cambridge teaching quite different to most other universities is the supervision system. The students have a 1 hour tutorial for each subject each week, and this is with an academic, either a PhD student, postdoc or lecturer. These occur in very small groups. You typically have either 2 or 3 students in a group. Supervisions give a great opportunity to discuss the material from the lectures in more depth. You might present students with a real-world case study, or give them a problem to solve, discuss some experimental data, and also give detailed feedback on their written work in these sessions. Teaching is split between the colleges and the departments in Cambridge. The students are admitted to a college, which is then where they live and spend the majority of their time. The college also provides a Director of Studies, or DOS, who acts as an academic tutor and has oversight of the individual students' academic progress. The DOS organises supervisions, which are these small group tutorials. The colleges also provide pastoral, administrative and financial support to the students. Departments provide the majority of the content of the teaching. They give the lectures, they run the laboratory-based practical classes and they also host students for their final year research projects. They're also responsible for writing and marking the examination papers at the end of the year. In plant sciences, there are therefore many opportunities to gain teaching experience as both a demonstrator or as a supervisor on a number of different courses. If you haven't taught before, we recommend that you start with demonstrating. As a demonstrator, you support students in the practical classes by showing them how to use the equipment, helping them with data analysis and calculations, and helping to explain the theory behind the practicals. Opportunities for demonstrating in plant sciences include the following courses. 1A Biology of Sounds runs their practicals in the Michaelmas term. These are introductory biochemistry practicals and include the use of spectrophotometers, centrifuges and oxygen electrodes. 1A Physiology of Organisms have practicals in the Lent term, and these are an introduction to plant physiology. They do 3 experiments, including an assay of nitrate reductase activity, a practical on stomatal physiology, and another one on plant-virus interactions. 1A Evolution and Behaviour has practicals again in the Michaelmas term. This practical is an investigation into polyploidy in the Senecio genus. The students do a DNA extraction and gel electrophoresis, a morphological analysis, and also discuss the evolution of early land plants. Our 1B Plant and Microbial Sciences course runs practicals throughout the year. There are many different practicals, including molecular, biochemical, physiological and ecological experiments. These are also supported by mathematical activities, including statistics and modelling. To apply to be a demonstrator, you'll need to use the online sign-up system that we send out to department mailing lists in both September and January. Full training will be provided by the practical organisers and you submit a pay claim to the department. Note that you will have to provide proof of your eligibility to work in the UK, and there are 3 different pay grades based on your level of experience. We also require people to supervise for our undergraduate courses. Although supervisions are usually organised by colleges, there are many colleges in Cambridge which don't have any plant biologists, so the department organises supervisors for our 1B course and provides contact details of supervisors to directors of studies for the 1A courses. The main opportunity to supervise is for 1B Plant and Microbial Sciences, where we need people throughout the academic year. There's a wide range of topics on this course, including photosynthesis, nutrient uptake, biotic interactions, epidemiology, development and conservation. 1A Physiology is a good course to start with if you haven't supervised before. The plant biology content for this course is in the Lent term and is an introduction to plant biology. It includes topics such as photosynthesis, nutrient uptake, carbon concentrating mechanisms, and plant-microbe interactions. We also get requests for supervisors for 1A Evolution and Behaviour, where the plant biology takes place in the Michaelmas term. Topics include early events in evolution, the origins of the land plants, radiation of the angiosperms, and floral development. To apply to supervise, we also run an online sign-up system, which is released in September and January. For the 1B course, we will organise the supervisions, and for 1A courses, we will liaise with directors of studies at the various different colleges. If you're already linked to a college, you may also be asked to supervise directly by a director of studies there. Regardless of who asks you, you must undertake some training before you start supervising. The department runs an introduction to supervising session, and there are also training sessions run by the university. If you weren't a Cambridge undergraduate yourself, we highly recommend that you observe a supervision before you start supervising for yourself, and we can arrange this for you. To get paid, you have to submit a supervision report at the end of term using the CamCourse online system, which we will enrol you in. Again, you must be eligible to work in the UK. We hope that you will contribute to the department's teaching at some point during your time in Cambridge. If you have any further questions about any of the opportunities, please contact us so we can discuss it further with you.